Our TV critic David Bianculli has been praising the TV series Homicide ever since it premiered in 1993. Let's hear what he has to say about tonight's final episode.
Tonight wasn't supposed to be the very last Homicide, at least not in the mind of producer Tom Fontana, who wrote it. Instead, it was intended as the season finale with a cliffhanger to keep people interested until the fall. But Fontana, one of the writer-producers of Sane Elsewhere, has been here before. Several times on Sane Elsewhere, and one or two times already on Homicide, Fontana and his colleagues produced season finales that could double as farewell episodes if NBC canceled the series. Last week, long after tonight's Homicide was written and photographed, NBC canceled the series. And once again, Fontana was prepared for the worst. So tonight's Homicide, in many respects, serves as a fitting swan song. It goes all the way back to the show's very first episode in 1993, when a rookie cop named Tim Bayless joined the squad and focuses on how his character has changed in the last 7 years. Bayless, played brilliantly by Kyle Secor, has been through a lot. When he started, he was a wide-eyed rookie paired with the squad's intense hotshot detective, Frank Pembleton. Pembleton was played by Andre Brower, the best actor on TV at the time, and Brower and Secor were as good an acting team as their characters were as a detective team. Over the years, Bayless flirted with bisexuality and Zen Buddhism. He solved dozens of tough cases, but remained haunted by the ones that got away, especially the case of Adina Watson, a young girl whose death he never really solved. During one manic moment years ago, he robbed a store at gunpoint just to see what it felt like. More recently, he's killed a man in self-defense, mourned the departure of his longtime partner, and wrestled with the meaning of life. Tonight, it all comes to a head. A serial killer caught last year by Bayless and Renee Shepard, played by Michael Michelle, is released on a legal technicality. Bayless is furious and feels isolated, even when Renee tries to comfort him.
Hey, partner. Got a call. Slam dunk. Corner boy kills corner boy, gets caught holding the gun. Let's say we head over to Fayette Street and wrap this baby up.
No. You go ahead, Renee.
Still stewing about Luke Ryland? Me too. Gives me the dry heaves knowing a guy like Ryland's out on the street. What can we do? Right? Except move on to the next case. Did I say something funny?
You just sounded like Frank.
The almighty Pembleton.
Yeah. You can't believe how many times Frank and I chewed over a case, spat it out, tried to get that nasty taste out of our mouths. And we'd weigh the value of every life lost. Tried to figure out what it all really means, you know, this whole life thing.
He was your partner.
Yeah.
He was your best friend.
No, Frank didn't have best friends. I worked with him for 6 years. And we spoke maybe two times since he left here. That's it. You know, and he quit here once before. He got on his high horse, he rode on out of here. So I thought, you know, he'd come back this time too. But, he's really gone for good now.
And you need his advice.
Yeah.
Give him a call.
Yeah, maybe I'll call.
I'm sorry I'm not Frank. I'm sorry I'm not someone you can talk to.
What are you talking about? I could talk to you.
Yeah, I know, but it's different. I mean, you loved him, didn't you?
Yeah. I did. I loved him.
This is a great episode of Homicide and ends with a scene so strong and so disturbing that it's a sin the story won't be continued and concluded next season. As a matter of fact, I'm begging NBC to allow Fontana and company one last shot to tie up loose ends. Gather the cast back together and do one Homicide telemovie for next season, solving the squad room's final murder case, the one that ends tonight's cliffhanger. After all, if CBS can give us a reunion telemovie of Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, which it's doing tomorrow night, surely NBC can find a way to make one last Homicide. The show deserves it, and certainly the fans deserve it. What made Homicide so great from start to finish was its intensity and its honesty. The cases were there to be solved, like in any cop show. But these detectives didn't always solve them. and they spent a lot of time grumbling about their jobs and arguing with each other, just like real people do. They even quit their jobs and moved on, or died, or were killed. The sort of stuff that happens in real life, but rarely happens to regular characters on series TV. It was also a racially diverse show, another TV rarity. Best of all, Homicide had a memory. Everything that happened to these characters, their marriages and divorces, their triumphs and failures, their fights and fears, kept shaping them and kept popping up. Tonight's show is only the latest example, and apparently, the last. Don't miss tonight's Homicide life on the street. After tonight, you can miss it all you want. Personally, I'll miss it a lot.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.